And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 26th of June, 2017. 1997, on this date, an unemployed single mother named Joanne Rowling sat on a train and got the idea for a book about a black-haired, bespectacled boy who was a wizard and was just finding out about it, the beginning of the 7 Harry Potter books. It's the birthday of the blues musician Big Bill Brunsey, born in Scott, Mississippi in 1898. It's the birthday of Walter Farley, born Syracuse, New York, 1916, who always wanted a horse when he was a boy, but his parents could not afford one. So he started writing stories about horses. And while he was a student at Columbia, he wrote a novel, The Black Stallion, story of a boy and a wild horse who survive a shipwreck and become friends on a deserted island. The book sold so well that Walter Farley went on to write 20 more novels about horses. And it's the birthday of Pearl S. Buck, born Hillsboro, West Virginia, 1892. Her parents were missionaries in China. She was raised there from the age of 3 months. She spoke Chinese first, said she did not consider herself a white person when she was a child, spent the afternoons with her beloved Chinese nurse, took her to visit friends where the child listened to women gossip. Pearl Buck married a missionary. They lived in northern China and then Nanking. In 1920, she gave birth to a daughter, Carol, who had a severe developmental disability. She would scream and cry for hours on end. By the winter of 1927, Buck was living in Shanghai. She had just finished the manuscript of her first novel, and the manuscript had been destroyed by looters. Her marriage was deteriorating. Her husband did not want to leave China. Pearl Buck knew that the only hope of giving her daughter long-term care was to go to the United States. She had to figure out a way to provide for her, so she returned to writing. She moved to America with her daughter. She published her first novel, East Wind, West Wind, in 1930, and started work on her second novel, which took her just 3 months. Pearl Buck was amazed when the second novel was chosen by the Book of the Month Club, and she got a check for $4,000, enough money to pay for several years of her daughter's schooling. The second novel was The Good Earth. It sold nearly 2 million copies in its first year, and Pearl Buck won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1938. Here's a poem for today by Anne Iverson entitled Plentitude. Even near the very end, the frail cat of many years came to sit with me among the glitter of bulb and glow, tried to the very last to drink water and love her small world, would not give up on her curious self. And though she staggered, shriveled, and weak, still she poked her nose through ribbon and wrap, and her peace and her sweetness were of such that when I held my ear to her heart, I could hear the sea. Plentitude, a poem by Anne Iverson from Mouth of Summer, published by Kelsey Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples Stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.